You're only where you are, okay? You're only where you are. Praise God. We're all, and let me say, just because you don't say anything doesn't mean you're just not as messed up. It's just harder for people to figure it out as quickly. And if you've tamed your tongue because you've taken on bondage, then you're also losing what God would have you open your mouth for. But if the Holy Spirit tames your tongue because he's taken it out of your heart, then it's real. I've always preferred the real over the what looks good. And the real looks really messy till you get to the what looks, to the what looks good that's real. Do you know what I'm saying? It looks messy. Somebody saying, Day, at a new Bible study, well, why does it look like it's worse? Does it get worse when you start doing this? Yes. Why? Because when the fire hits you, all the nasty stuff comes to the surface. That's biblical. That's God's example. So you're worse than you ever were. Because you ask God to expose it. You can either be judged here or get thrown up out of the Lord's mouth and then decide you want to go ahead and get judged and take care of it. Or you might even get all the way to heaven and have to handle all this in front of everybody. I just assume do it in front of you guys. But mainly because I want to be free to be that perfected bride, but I want to be free to have power and authority to help people get free. Do you know what I've learned? Unless somebody's really mature in the Lord, if they're really, really mature in the Lord, then they just have compassion when you see all this junk. But otherwise, I realize when I say all this, everybody else can just really relate. You might not have a biggest mouth as I do because God's not called you to have a big mouth like me. But you know in your heart of hearts, it's the same stinky, rotten junk that the devil's put there. So big deal. The thing that's kind of cool is every word you've ever spoken that you don't repent of and break the power of is going to be spoken in heaven. So I'd rather see this here and ask God to cancel everything I've ever said, break the power of everything I've ever said with scornful. Whoa! Because otherwise we're going to have a long time listening to my accounts. But undermining, oh God, please get rid of everything. Cancel everything on my account. At least my prayer is that at least our ministry, when we get up there, it'll be a real quick judgment. They did it all. It's gone. It's under the blood. Hallelujah. Woohoo! Yoo-hoo! Because I'd rather face the pain here. Why? I don't think it's going to be horrible up there when you face it. I think it's going to feel a lot like it does here, freeing. But isn't it better to get it out here and live your life where God gets the glory and there's real power and authority and anointing and to have compassion to help other people get free? That's why I'm excited that he's doing it here. The thing that I know is that you really have to hate it. You can't think that it's not harmful. You can't think that it's okay. You can't justify, well, I only do it once in a while, or only do it if somebody hurts me, or only do it for this. Do you see what I'm saying? All of that is saying that that devil in you is allowed to stay there. How many are really excited about getting free from this? I really believe this is going to be a threefold deliverance. If you've gotten, remember we did the list of haughty, and we've really gone over everything else on there, and I really think we've gotten most of it, if not all of it. Thank you, Jesus. And some of you will be ready for the full deliverance. Some of you won't. I really believe we're going to get rid of scornful, undermining, and any other characteristic of haughty that we've seen and hated that is still hanging out in there because of these things. And then haughty itself to come on out. Whoa. Now, some of you have had a couple weeks to really see and hate this stuff, okay? Some of you have really seen this and hated it. Some of you, it hasn't. So as you know how it works, when the anointing hits you, like we prayed this a couple weeks ago for haughty. Since I prayed for haughty, all this has come up. Is that God or what? He says, well, you still have this. You haven't repented of this. That's how it works. So when we pray for some of you tonight, get ready because you're going to start seeing this stuff. But when you do, renounce it, hate it, lay hands on yourself and ask it to go in Jesus' name, or get somebody else who's anointed to lay hands on you and ask it to go in Jesus' name, or just come back next week or when you see it and say, hey, do an altar call for that haughty thing and just make it fast because this thing has come up and I've seen it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because since we did this 2 weeks ago, my gosh, have I seen this clear. And when I see things clear, I can preach it better. Have you noticed? Lord, is that just how we're going to do this? Yep. If you see this, now remember, some of you are coming up because you really see it. You're going to get three from the whole thing. Some of you are coming up and God's just going to open it up so you can really see it and hate it and you're going to get free, you know, as you see that. And some of you, God's just going to begin the journey for you to even hate it, and you may have to get some of the tapes and stuff, all right? But if you feel led to come up right now, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, you know, come up.